These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix's independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix's independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs. Well, hello and welcome to Science Talks with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. It's great to have everybody listening in today. I am super excited about today's topic as it's all about customizing shake and cleanse days. And we have the beautiful Sarah Richter with us today. We're going to be cruising through so many different things from snack ideas to customization for both shake and cleanse days. And, you know, just to kind of, you know, give you the guidelines again, making sure that everybody is very comfortable with what they're doing when they order their Isagenix systems. And for those of you who are brand new to Isagenix, Sarah Richter is within our research and development department. She holds the title of product education coordinator, and she literally, you know, she contributes hugely to our blog. She gathers science and studies, turning science and information into terms and pieces that we can understand out in the field on what's going on with our body and with our products and all that good stuff. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Nutrition Communication from ASU. She actually joined Isagenix in June of 2011. So this month, as of the recording of this, is her fourth anniversary with Isagenix, and we just love her to pieces. So with that, welcome, Sarah. Great to have you.
Oh, thanks so much, Kirsty. Always good to be here with you.
Good to have you. And, you know, I love this topic because as you and I, we were visiting a little bit before our podcast started, you know, people, you've got really hardcore black and white. It's just like, don't do that. You can't do that. And then there's the people that are a little bit more relaxed about how they're using their Isagenix products and their systems. And so it's kind of good to have a little podcast for people to go to get clarification and what's working and what's not, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. Well, let's start on shake days. Let's actually begin there. When it comes to shake days, snacking, all this good stuff, kind of set it up based on what the guide states that shake days should look like, and then we can go into customizing.
Sure. So when you get an Isagenix 30-day system, the shake day guidelines, you know, are going to be 2 Isolene or Isolene Pro shakes, replacing 2 meals with 2 of the shakes. And then a 400 to 600 calorie meal that you choose on your own, balanced as well, just like the shakes. And then a couple of snack options, depending on an individual's needs. And, you know, snacks should be anywhere from 100 to no more than 200 calories. You know, we have some great snack options that we provide in, you know, the Weigh-Thins. The Weigh-Thins are great. 100 calorie snack with 10 grams of protein, so very filling. We've got the fiber snacks, which are 120 calories, but yet 6 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, so another great filling snack. And then the Slim Cakes, which is a little bit less in calories, I believe at 90, but still, I mean, those are going to be some great snack options. But you know, those aren't, of course, aren't the only snack options a person has. And the main thing to remember with snacks, again, 100 to 200 calories is really that sweet spot for a good snack and calorie amount. Try to choose something that's higher in protein. Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt is a wonderful snack. You know, mixed with fruit if you have a sweet tooth or are trying to avoid, you know, a worse sweet tooth and choosing candies or chocolate bars. So yogurt and fruit. Also, too, if you're a chip person, obviously the Wathins are a great chip alternative, but also sometimes you just want something crunchy. So cut up veggies like bell peppers, raw bell peppers dipped in hummus, or, you know, carrots are always good. Or I even find I like to, my new favorite is cutting up a cucumber and sprinkling it with a little bit of salt, just to have that salt, saltiness. And it's really fulfilling. So healthy snacking, and you know, snacking can really break or make a diet plan or regimen. So it's very important that you think about snacking, you have snacks ready to go, because the worst thing is not having something and then you're hungry, and then you're much, much more likely to make a poor decision, or, you know, go to the vending machine and get that bag of M&Ms, or somebody brings in donuts to the office and you're famished, so you grab one. So the main goal is to plan. And now, but getting back to, you know, sticking to the Shake Day guidelines, which those guidelines are great, and those guidelines are going to meet probably about, you know, most of the people you run into are going to be fine with those guidelines, with two shakes, a 400 to 600 calorie meal, and, you know, a couple of snacks. So that's going to put their calorie intake to 1,200 to 1,500 calories, and that's going to be great, because most people are sedentary, and the amount of calories that they're burning is less than 2,000. So by cutting down to 1,200 to 1,500, that's going to be about right for weight loss. So the guidelines are going to be okay for most people. But you are going to run into other people that they're not going to be okay for. You know, and we are looking at, from a corporate standpoint, we are looking at our system guides and maybe providing some more customization. So we will get better at that. But for now, just know that you will maybe run into some people who might you need to customize more. And for that, you know, it really is going to just depend on who the person is, what their calorie needs are, how active they are. And we actually have a great article on isogenicshealth.net called How and When to Customize Your Shake Day. And if you just go to isogenicshealth.net and search for that, Customize Your Shake Day, you'll find that article. And it's got great links because, again, you're going to need to figure out how many calories this person is burning based on their height, their weight, how much activity they're doing. And that will give you a range of how many calories they should be eating to maintain their current weight. And if they want to lose weight and reach a certain weight, you can calculate and find out how many calories they should be shooting for. So that would be more of the calorie range they should stick to. They can still use the Isogenics 30-day, right? Still the two shakes, still their own meal. They're just going to add more snacks maybe, or, you know, use the shakes to maybe add other stuff too. So the main point here is that, yes, there is a guidelines. Sticking to the guidelines will bring a lot of people success, but there will be instances where customization will be necessary. And I just want everybody to know that we do have the tools available that you can, you know, figure that out and how to help somebody.
Okay, this is so good. I love this. And I like it because, you know, clearly an athlete is going to have a little bit different need than someone who is more sedentary, like you were saying, that works maybe in an office job that clearly is very inactive from 8 to 5, you know.
So, right.
I love that. And I love the reference to the article too on isogenicshealth.net. For those of you that are new to Isogenics, you are going to love that blog. There's like a key search task little thing that you can just pop in any word or topic. And search it out. It'll pull up any recent articles and even link to other podcasts that we've done too. So
right. And I have to tell you, I just created it for it just in the past month or so, but we created a new tab at the top, and it's like highlighted in green. So you almost see it first when you go to the main page, but it says new, start here. And when you go to that tab, we've laid it out basically any questions that a newbie is going to have, like, what are adaptogens? How to do a shake day? And we've just put articles, videos, everything, you know, geared towards a brand new person and who's wanting to learn, you know, deeper about the products and how they work and what they are. Mm-hmm. So look for that too.
Cool. That's awesome. Okay. So, you know, we talked a lot about snack ideas. I love your snack ideas with the cucumbers. I am so digging snack ideas. Just Google it if you have any need for ideas, because you should be having the variety. That's the spice of life. And let's talk about that with the shake aspect too, because I mean, so you're doing shake, meal, shake, you know, you've got mid-morning snack, mid-morning or mid-afternoon snacks, maybe even two mid-afternoon snacks, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever. Let's talk about customizing the shakes a little bit, because we don't want to totally adulterate a shake. I mean, it's a beautiful, complete meal replacement in and of itself with proteins, fats, and carbs, fiber, minerals, trace minerals, vitamins, everything. But, you know, let's talk about a couple of your favorite shake recipes.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and you know what? I'm actually probably more boring than most, and I'm sure you, but I'm just, first of all, I'm a sucker for the new strawberry. Mm-hmm. I've barely touched vanilla or chocolate since we released that one. And I mean, even just when you open that canister, it's just, it's amazing. So, and I just like to add a banana to it, really, that strawberry. But whenever I have chocolate, I always like to add the powdered peanut butter. And powdered peanut butter is great because it's a peanut butter flavor, but it's got very low calories. So it's a great way to not really alter the calorie amount too much, but yet still get some flavor and, you know, the peanut butter. And I also like to add a banana to that too. It's great to customize even with other Isagenics products, like the greens. I love adding the greens to vanilla, the vanilla shake with some berries, like some frozen blueberries or raspberries. Here's a little lesser-known pointer is that spinach. Adding spinach to the shakes, great way to get more spinach and iron, but then also it doesn't alter the taste, really. You don't taste it. Whereas, like, if you add, you know, kale, you're going to taste kale a little bit. And if you're okay with that, that's great. Good for you. But for a little added nutrient boost that you don't taste, spinach is a great one to add as well.
Love it. What about Isocrunch?
You know, I haven't tried that one, but I need to order some Isocrunch, actually, to play around with. But no, that's
nutty.
A great.
It's yeah. So good. Yeah, I love it.
It probably would really go good in the black sesame shake.
Ooh, yeah, or the strawberry. You know what's really fun, too, are extracts. If you go to your Whole Foods mm-hmm. store and you look at the extract, I mean, there's so many extracts that you can get that are all natural and organic, whether they're lemon to put into, you know, the vanilla or, mm-hmm. you know, a coconut flavor that really boosts the coconut. You can add to your strawberry and just get creative. I mean, I love your guideline of not going too crazy to alter and add a lot of calories. I mean, right. Clearly dudes that are really large in stature that have a lot of lean mass support, they can afford the extra calories and probably would love the extra protein too. So whether you're doing right. like a little dollop of almond butter in one of those shakes, it's probably pretty acceptable.
Right. And you know what? It always goes back to every individual is different. You always, as you know, as either a health coach or, you know, you're the person who's you're selling these products and coaching somebody through using them. It's really your responsibility to find out who they are and what their needs are and meet them there. Again, most people are going to be fine on the guidelines. But when you have somebody like an athlete like that, or I hear it all the time, kids who are looking to gain weight and gain muscle, and how do they use the shakes? Well, in that case, you just use the shake as the foundation, and then you add other calorie nutrient-containing foods. You know, add oats are going to add a little bit more substance to shake. You can make your shake with milk, which is going to up the protein and the calcium. Add spinach, you know, add real peanut butter, add coconut oil. I mean, you can get really creative. If calories are not necessarily a concern, you're an athlete, so you just need, you know, you need calories, but you also need that good source of whey protein. So our shakes are perfect for that. Or you're trying to gain weight and muscle, then yeah, you can really, the sky's the limit and you mm-hmm. can, you know, get very creative. Mm-hmm. But again, for most people, stick to the guidelines and try not to alter the calorie amount too much.
Mm-hmm. For max fat burning. Absolutely. Okay, well, let's shift to cleanse days. And this is something where people have options here. If we don't want them to be completely crazy stressed out, we want people to be able to somewhat enjoy their cleanse days, right? So mm-hmm. share with everybody what their options are when it comes to cleanse days with, you know, time frames, I guess.
Right. And you know, that is a good point. Yes, we don't want people to be keeling over just in agony on cleanse days. Though, I mean, that being said, cleanse days definitely do take self-will and determination, right? Because, yeah, you are abstaining from eating normal meals and foods. But, you know, the beauty of doing the cleansing, or in all actuality, it's fasting. With Isagenics, our cleansing process makes it a little bit more accessible and a little bit easier for people because, for one, we're providing just enough nourishment. You know, why fast with just plain water when you actually can provide your body with nourishment and nutrient-containing beverages and, you know, little tiny foods. So we make it a little bit easier. And also, yeah, we give you options. And I always tell people, you know, and you have to realize it takes self-will and determination to do cleanse days, but it's also like a skill. It's something that you, when you practice it, you get better at it. So, you know, I found, you know, I can do very strict cleanse days back to back and be okay with it because I've been doing cleansing now for 4 years. I mean, not 2 days a week, but off and on. So it definitely is like a skill and you get better. So different options. And yeah, the classic version, you know, we first came out with the 9-day. I'm sure you remember, Kirsty, but the 9-day is doing 2 back-to-back days twice in a 9-day period. And that's very aggressive. For those who want, you know, my sister is a perfect 9-day candidate because she, you know, she's the type that, like, she's a pretty skinny gal, but doesn't really watch what she eats. And, you know, then she's got a wedding to go to. And she's like, oh, my God, I have to drop 5 pounds. Can I please get a 9-day? So though it's perfect for that, or somebody who just wants a quick jump start, or maybe they're on a weight loss plateau, doing those, the 9-day is perfect for that. But we did start out, though, with the 2-day consecutive back-to-back cleanse days. And then over the years, we've learned that sometimes 2 days doesn't necessarily work for everybody. And a 1-day is what works for, you know, more people. So the 1-day. Then also we've learned that sometimes, especially for newbies, sometimes a 1/2 day is a good way to start somebody on getting used to cleansing and in the process. So, or if maybe, you know, I've actually done 1/2 days where I knew I had an event in the evening that I needed to partake in normal eating, but it was Monday, so I still wanted to do some sort of cleanse. So I just woke up and I did the cleanse day process or program until my event in the evening. So you really can be, you can customize it there too. So whether it be doing it part of the day to either get somebody used to it or for time reasons, or whether it be the 1-day. Personally, I love the 1-days. I find them, they're very easy. They fit better for me because of my schedule. So, and I like to do it on Mondays after the weekend. Or you have the 2 back-to-back. As far as does one have more benefit than the other, you know, we talk about that in our group and, you know, whether or not that's true. And if you think about it like this, whether you do 2 consecutive back-to-back days or you do 1 day a week, as we suggest, you're going to be doing 4 days total. Either you're going to be doing 1 day per week for 4 weeks or you're going to be doing 2 days out of a week for 2 weeks out of the month. There is an old, I'm sure, Kirsty, you're familiar with too. There's an older version. I believe it. Maybe it was your dad designed it. It was more of an accelerated, like if you're really going for weight loss, you can do 3 weeks of back-to-back, which still could be done. But for now, for the most part, we're saying either do, you know, do 4 days total, but you can choose whether it's 1 day a week or 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think, oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, well, I just wanted to make mention on that too, because I'm sure that there's people that are listening in that have been around with Isogenics for a long time. And it's been taught, you know, that 2 days are better than 1 when it comes to really deep cleansing. And that might be the case. But clearly, in doing the UIC and the Skidmore studies, what was revealed, especially with the Skidmore study, based on the work that was able to get done in the body based on detoxification and measuring toxicity levels, was so thrilling to me. And all of those participants only cleansed 1 day a week. Yeah. So it's like,
right.
For those of you that love to cleanse just 1 day a week, know that you are getting some substantial work done in the body
right.
based on, you know, helping the body detox beautifully. And so,
right. You
know, feel good about that, embrace it. And then of course, Sarah, there's also nightly cleansing or morning cleansing, taking the cleanse for life just a little bit every day, right?
Right. And that's a great practice as well, because you're getting daily cleanse for life. And even outside of cleanse days, cleanse for life is a great antioxidant rich beverage. So, I mean, think of it, it's like tea on steroids. So having it daily is absolutely a good idea. Now, if somebody, their goal is weight loss, will they still get the same benefit as what they would from doing 1 or 2 cleanse days? No, they won't. More so, it's just the benefit of getting cleansed for life on a daily basis. But if they want the weight loss results, they will want to, you know, consider and think about the cleanse days. But it's still, daily cleansing is a great practice as well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, so let's talk about what's allowed. This is probably the most frequently asked question when it comes to cleanse days, because Believe it or not, they're back in the olden days of Isagenix. You know, there are people like, oh, I have hard-boiled eggs and almonds on my cleanse days. What do you have? You know, so.
Right.
And those documents that people, associates may have created out in the field still float around these days. And you see it on social media. So let's really give some clarification here on what your standard typical cleanse day looks like and what's allowed and what's not.
Sure. So the main thing on cleanse days, you know, the main components are your cleanse for life, your water, your isogenic snacks, you know, your natural accelerated isoflush if you're taking those as well. But the isogenic snacks and then the isodalines. Right. That's really the bare minimum and what most people should stick to. And, you know, they really are. Again, we created a guideline that we know works and that if you follow it, you are very, very likely to have success. So that's why it's there. And, you know, again, some people need guidelines. They have to have directions or they can't do something. So, of course, we're going to have guidelines. And again, that's really those snacks are made. So I guess let's go through. You wake up, either drink lots of water, have your cleanse for life, or maybe if you have your ionics in the morning, have your ionics. Then, you know, you have your morning cleanse for life. Drink lots of water. Use those snacks, those moments where your, you know, your hunger pangs are getting very, very prominent. You know, your stomach is just like, pop one or two of those isogenic snacks, whether you like to suck on it or whether you like to chew it. You know, those snacks are so well designed. You know, these little wafers that really wouldn't work in any other instance, but on cleanse days, they're so perfect because of their chewiness or their chalkiness. It takes a while to chew it up. It helps satisfy you. So it helps you get over that hump of those very prominent hunger pangs. So then you're able to go, you know, the next couple hours, still drinking lots of water till your next serving of cleanse for life in the mid-morning. You know, maybe you have an E+ in the afternoon or in the later morning hours. When I do cleanse days for lunch, you know, lunch, I'll have an isodeline. And then I'll have an isodeline before I go to bed. You know, I try to keep the isodelines to no more than two. You know, we don't want you eating a whole box of chocolates. That might kind of defeat the purpose. But they can be used definitely just as snacks would. But they're going to give a little bit more substance because, you know, they do have the 60 calories in each one compared to 15 calories in one snack wafer. But basically, it's important, though, to remember the main goal of cleanse days, no matter what, is to consume as few calories as possible. So consume your cleanse for life, consume your whatever you need, but try to keep it as low as possible. Mm-hmm. So outside of the very well formulated and designed, you know, cleanse day tools is what I call them. Those are great. But then what's not allowed, what isn't allowed. And yes, there is a lot of confusion about what causes digestion. And if you're taking on a digestion, then the cleansing process stops. And that's not necessarily accurate. You know, the main point is to consume as low calories as possible. But there will absolutely be instances where some people maybe need to, again, step out of the guidelines and have a little bit something more, especially for those people who have blood sugar issues. Right off the bat, you're going to know they need more instances of getting calories and carbohydrate during the day. So those are the type of people where, yeah, take an apple, cut it up in slices, have it throughout the day at, you know, certain time increments. Maybe I've used an isolene bar before. Cutting that up into very small bites to have that throughout the day. I mean, and again, the sky's the limit with what you use. It could be maybe carrots, like one carrot. Again, goal, just keep it as few calories as possible, but also be able to meet the needs. If somebody needs to, absolutely you can. And that goes for people who are new to it too, because again, people, you know, it might be very hard for people. They might not enjoy the experience. And you know, would you rather have somebody not enjoy the experience and throw the program to the curb because they hate it? Or do you want to be a little bit more flexible, maybe work with them the first time they cleanse and say, hey, have an extra isodeline? Or, you know what, why don't you have a cheese stick or something? You know, a cheese stick is a great, it's got protein. They're under 100 calories and they're actually quite filling. I've even had on cleanse days that I've gone through and, you know, I'm having a hard time. If I have one of those, it just helps me get over that hump and I'm able to finish the day, right? Because the last thing you don't want somebody to quit the program because they hate it. And you also don't want somebody to cave and then, you know, go through the drive-thru at McDonald's and just get a burger and fries. So work within that and do what you can to help them and just, you know, keep it healthy and lower calories, but you can step out of snacks and, you know, cleanse for life if needed.
Mm-hmm. You know what my favorite thing is if someone's like, oh my gosh, I'm struggling. I just don't think I can do this. And it's like 4 p.m. It's day one. They've never cleansed. They're just kind of stressed out. I'm like, all right, what I want you to do is why don't you go take like 1 ounce of Ionics and just go blend a shake. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with them stopping the cleansing process and going into shake mode and meal mode. And just saying that, they're like, oh, well, maybe I'll stick it out. You know, like, you know, they're like, because it kind of it allows them to kind of see like, oh, well, I don't know if I want to give up on this. You know, I've made it this far. Yeah.
Right. And also, too, it's also important to remember, like, there's, you know, especially doing that second day cleanse, that can get tough, right? That can take extra self-will and determination. And there really are, and we have some great tips, I know, on other podcasts and on Isogenics Health, but there really are some tips for the most success doing cleanse days. You know, having a plan, having a set schedule. I know you, I believe you are the creator of a beautiful set schedule of a cleanse day where you're basically having something every hour.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't do it any other way or else I just get, I get hangry.
Yeah.
I get irritated. I'm just like, get out of my way. I'm cleansing. So if I do, yeah, you're right. So I'll do Ionics and then I'll roll through in this order. Cleanse, snack, Isodelight. Cleanse, snack, Isodelight.
Okay.
Or actually, it's cleanse, Isodelight, snack is what it is. So I just roll through that like boom, 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 boom. And before you know it, your end of the day is here and you just drink lots of water in between. It's very satiating. You don't deviate. It works for me. Yeah.
And one thing too, I know we've been talking about how hard cleanse days are, but I want people to know, and I think most people can agree, and we don't really talk about this enough because there's not, you know, it's not a ton of science behind it, but I know from personal experience and seeing others, when you finish a cleanse day, it's, or a cleanse, 2 day cleanse or 1 day, it's very confidence boosting. It's very self-fulfilling. You feel very in control, like, you know, like I got this. Mm-hmm. You feel very clear-minded. It's weird, but you actually wake up with energy. You know, the body really does go in waves in terms of hunger and energy. And, you know, people kind of feel like, oh, my God, hunger is this wave that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's going to, you know, knock me over, pass me out. But that's not true. Hunger comes in waves. And cleanse days really do a lot, too. They really get you more in tune with hunger. Mm-hmm. And I found that it helps people be more mindful of their eating. Because, you know, following, once you go through that experience and learning that, yes, hunger comes in waves, you're better able to handle it on non-cleanse days, you know. And instead of caving into any little hunger pang, you're able to avoid it and go on with your day. And you also, your stomach shrinks, so you end up eating less on subsequent following days. So cleansing is a great, great practice to have for many reasons, not just to starve yourself and, you know, have to drink cleanse for life, but it really has a lot of benefits. And, you know, it's a practice a lot more people should be doing, really.
Yep. Okay. And note to that, you're never starving yourself on a cleanse day, right? So, I mean, it's
about drenching
the body with, you know, all the right things to be able to, you know, facilitate that cleanse day. I wanted to add that in because you're
right. Yeah, no, you're right. I didn't mean that.
Starve. No, you're not. No. You're not going to starve. But you know what I love is when you wake up from a cleanse day and you feel like really light on your feet, like, ugh, feel good. And you're right about the stomach shrinking back down to actually like a normal size. It's people hit their full-o-meter easier when after a cleanse day, for sure. Well, this podcast has been awesome, just filled with so much, and really, honestly, guys, there's a lot more information with other podcasts too. So go to the podcast site, isogenicspodcast.com, and under the Science Talks tab, is you can search out anything and pull up anything in regards to shake days, cleanse days, pull up more things, even search out the term nutrient timing, because that'll share a little bit more on what we talked about a little bit earlier too. But thank you so much, Sarah, for all of your expertise and your time and being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Kirsty. My pleasure, always.
Yeah. And of course, hey, I just want to let you listeners know that we have a fun podcast that's coming up that's going to be all about protein, in the sense of, just real quick, like, you know, how do you figure out how much protein you should even be bringing into the body, you know, from an athlete to a couch potato, and kind of defining the differences between our incredible protein versus other proteins on the market, all kinds of stuff. So watch for that podcast and have fun, everybody, with your program and cleanse days, shake days. And until next time, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye.